This is a weekly summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 2 August 2006. Israeli occupation forces continue to escalate attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. 14 Palestinians, including 4 children and 2 women, were killed by Israeli occupation forces. 2 of the victims were extrajudicially executed by the IOF in Nablus. 34 Palestinian civilians, including 12 children and 2 women, were wounded by IOF gunfire. Israeli occupation forces launched a series of airstrikes on a number of civilian homes in the Gaza Strip. 8 homes were destroyed after residents were warned that the houses would be attacked, and Israeli occupation forces have continued to shell the northern Gaza Strip and the Al-Shuka village near Rafah. Many families were forced to leave their homes and became refugees. Israeli occupation forces conducted 21 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and 4 incursions into the Gaza Strip. The Israeli military razed at least 100 dunams of agricultural land in Khan Yunis and destroyed 24 homes and large areas of agricultural land in the Al-Tifa neighborhood in Gaza City. Israeli occupation forces raided and searched a number of civilian institutions in Tul Karam, and Israeli occupation forces arrested 25 Palestinians in the West Bank and 2 others in the Gaza Strip. Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine and have imposed a tightened siege on the Gaza Strip, and there have been shortages of food, fuel, and medicine. Israeli occupation forces positioned at various checkpoints in the West Bank have arrested 5 Palestinian civilians. And finally, Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank. For more details of these gross human rights violations and war crimes, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.